To the Gap Tube Diva, the plus size showstopper, and you are tuned in to Gap Tube Diva Radio, the baddest form of creative motivation there is in the universe, where we provide you with nothing but 100% WTFs and OMGs. I am accompanied by none other than my wonderful and very red-eyed and big, sweaty co-host, Booyah Little. What's up?
What type of introduction was that?
Your eyes are red and you're sweaty.
I'm not sweaty.
You look sweaty. Your face looks shiny.
Well, maybe because I just put some lotion on, you know?
Why? You trying to get pretty for the radio?
No, I'm not.
You have a face for radio.
Really?
I had to get that one out the way.
Yeah.
You've been getting on my nerves all day today.
I ain't did nothing to you.
You've been getting on my nerves. But anyway, I digress. Thank you guys for tuning in tonight. I expect that we should have a very mildly entertaining show this evening. Let me tell you, I had a wonderful day. I started the day off right. I ate my oranges, and I drank my juice, and that was all I ate for today. Had a little snack. I snacked on a pretzel every 3 hours, and I feel really skinny.
Oh, boy.
I feel really skinny today.
Don't teach people that.
No, I'm not teaching nobody that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to check my gut because I gained some weight over the holiday, and then I gained some weight in the past couple of weeks because I've been really stressed. I've been eating my feelings. Mm-hmm. And what I want to do is I'm going to tone down for my birthday because I plan on, you know, dancing all night long on my birthday, just like I did last year,
right,
dancing till my legs hurt. But I want to be sure that I'm not carrying too much on my legs, you know. You know, and I want to wear my stiletto, so I want to be comfortable. So I'm working on my body. I'm on the Amber Rose diet right now. I'm dancing every chance I get. I've been dancing in the car.
Okay.
You know how funny it is when you dancing at the light and people next to you watching you and they laughing? Why are you laughing at my happiness?
Yeah.
I'm getting it in right here.
You know what? They kind of take a little bit of your happiness into their world because they're laughing at you because they won't laugh at it at first.
Yeah. You were standing in the light looking stupid.
Yeah, you're standing in the light probably depressed. You know what I'm saying? We have nothing really going on in your life, so... It's a blessing.
So you look to the left or right, and you see me dancing, and I'm going off on this Rick Ross song, and I'm just going in on my Maybach music and my Aston Martin music. That's I love that song, man. Anyway, whatever. So we got a lot. No birthday today, unfortunately. What's wrong with you guys? You wasn't conceived on the 27th of January?
Nobody would get to the end of that.
But we have listeners, and you just don't happen to be my Facebook friend, so I don't know your birthday. Then I wish you a happy birthday nonetheless. Happy birthday from Gap Tube Diva. Let me tell you something. I just cooked this group that I like. It's called I Only Know Your Birthday Because of Facebook.
Wow.
And no. It's called If It Wasn't for Facebook, I Wouldn't Know Your Birthday.
Wow.
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't keep up with that type of stuff.
Right.
So whatever.
That's his family. Yeah,
okay. I don't even keep up with their birthday. Ask me when my mother's birthday is.
I know your mother's birthday.
Why?
Because.
Because why?
Because I just do. Because
you like my mom?
No.
Okay. Anyway, moving right along. Join us Saturday, January the 29th. We're going to be at the Ladies Night Out event brought to you by NatashaB1980.com.
Nice.
Get those accessories from there, guys. I'm telling you, Valentine's Day is around the corner. And if you want your girlfriend to be happy, or your wife, or your mistress, or, you know, whoever that you're stalking at the moment. Why? The mistress need love, too.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the mistresses out there.
They get their love. That's why they're the mistress.
Anyway, if you want that special somebody to be happy in your life, then I suggest that you go to NatashaB1980.com and cop some jewelry for Valentine's Day. Now, she has some wonderful pieces. I mean, like, really extravagant stuff, too, ladies. I mean, really flashy type of jewelry. It does not wash out behind your clothes. It's really going to bring your clothes to life, and that's actually her motto.
Yeah.
She's bringing the clothes to life with her custom jewelry. So go ahead, get those rings and those bracelets and those earrings and necklaces and be a diva. Men, hook your girls up for Valentine's Day. Don't be a cheapskate. Stop getting the regular candy and chocolates and all that. I mean, nobody wants that. I mean, seriously, how much candy can I eat? I don't want that.
You know what, but ain't nothing wrong with that, though. Some girls like that. Don't do that.
I like it, but I don't want it. I can buy my own cupcakes and candies. I don't need you to do that. Why would you add to this? I'm trying to get rid of it.
I'm just saying. I mean, it's just like accessories. I mean, you like it, but you don't want it, really? Come on.
I don't want the accessories you buy.
No, it counts. That's what I say.
Well, you need to think some more and count some more money out and put it on the table is what I'm trying to say. Anyway, the Ladies Night Out event is January 29th. This Saturday it's going to be at the Douglas Baird House. It's a free event. It's at 101 East Carey Street, which is in Richmond, Virginia, and this event is from 5 to 9 p.m. Let me give you an idea of some of the businesses and wonderful entrepreneur ladies that are going to be in the building. It's going to be Jovi Sack Bath & Beauty, Mary Kay, Sweet Soirees, Sweet Cheeks Fashions, and Intrigue Hair Salon. Also, the author Gwen Jefferson will be in the building promoting her new book, Till Man Do Us Part. I'm excited to get that book.
Nice.
Till Man Do Us Part?
Yeah.
Since when?
I mean, really?
Let me find out.
Right.
Let me find out. That's all I got to say.
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
I really don't know how to feel about it. To be honest.
So make your way to the Douglas Baird House, 101 East Carey Street in Richmond, Virginia, 5 to 9 p.m. And this is a free event. I can't stress that anymore. F-R-E-E.
Yeah.
Free. We love free. We love for free. Give us free?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. We're going to do that.
Okay.
Come get your shop on, get your network on, cash and carry some wonderful items out the door. I said it was my birthdays. So we have a great show for you guys tonight. We have the creators of the Urban Adult Cocktail Boulevard. They're going to be on the show soon. We're going to put them on the line in a minute. And that is Carlton Piper Marshall and David Divine Plummer. They both created this wonderful cartoon. If you guys ever watch Adult Swim,
yeah,
please tell me you watch Adult Swim.
Please tell me y'all watch Adult Swim.
Because I love me some Boondocks.
That's my show. All day.
And Futurama.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, funny.
My boy, Bender.
Boy is Bender.
Yeah, my boy.
He's an asshole.
Yeah, everybody likes an asshole.
Ew.
Nah.
Where you going with that?
Nah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Let's change the subject. Also, everybody loves the asshole. Later on, we're gonna have our feature guest, Official Freeze from Charles of Entertainment. He's going to be on the show. He just dropped his new digital release, which is A Cold Winter, The Reintroduction, hosted by DJ Z-Dub, and some tracks by Fire and Marshall Skrilla. This is going to be real hot. I cannot wait.
Yeah, good money.
I cannot wait. But you are our resident CNN real news watcher. What's been going on lately?
Well, basically, it's been a lot said about President Barack Obama's speech.
What's wrong with his speech?
I didn't think nothing was wrong with it, but you know them hating people. They like it was boring and it wasn't what they thought it was gonna be. And besides,
he's not a rapper.
Yeah.
Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, can you Could you stop looking at Obama like you looked at Jay-Z back in the early 2000s? Just stop it, okay?
Yeah.
He's not a rapper. He's not Jesus.
Yeah.
And he's not going to spit something real hot fire for you. I mean, what do you think he is, Lil Wayne? Calm down.
Yeah.
He's a politician.
Mm-hmm.
So boring. Yeah.
That's what they do.
I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Okay, so you listen to the facts. It's not entertainment. You want entertainment, you should have been watching the game.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, duh.
Speaking of games, this weekend, Sunday, on Fox, 6 o'clock.
Are you really a Fox representative? Why are you talking about it? You'll get paid for that. Calm down.
Yeah. Anyway, Pro Bowl people, you know what I'm saying? We're going to be getting it in, watching the game, NFC versus AFC all day.
Who are you going for?
I'm always NFC. Always.
What does that stand for?
National Football. That's I'm always for the National Football side.
Oh.
Oh, you didn't know that.
I don't know. I don't care.
Oh, okay.
I'll probably be watching Lifetime or something.
Yeah.
I'll probably be out shopping on Sunday. Yeah.
You're probably watching Housewives or something like that.
I've already watched Housewives. Thank you.
What you gotta do? Basketball ass or whatever.
Y'all, you put us in a category like we're not human beings. Y'all. Anyway, whatever. You guys haven't had an opportunity, please go to www.gap2diva.com. Also, follow me on Twitter and Facebook at gap2diva. That's GAPTOOTHDIVA. We have so much. Okay, I'm posting up some videos of the local artists that have been doing some big videos in the city. Shout out to Mr. Funny Green. Shout out to Photosynthesize Booth, Official Freeze. I just think that, you know, putting their music videos on my website will help promote their music. And I want you guys to check that out. So that's going to be up there on the website at gap2diva.com. tomorrow, so get it in. Also, on Saturday, you're going to be able to see my new post for this week on zonsphere.com. Shout out to Zonsphere and Subterrane. Down with y'all. So check that out, and that is zonisphere.com. That's on Saturday. That's going to be up there all Saturday. What else do we have coming up? I can't think of anything. I'm just excited about the Ladies Night Out event. So shout out to, again, to Brandy Ray Coates of Natasha B1980. Cannot wait. And I'm ready to get my network on. But I want to go ahead and call the creators of Blue Rod and get them on the line. Did you hear about the lady who, not the lady who stole her baby from Walmart or wherever you were talking about yesterday.
Okay.
I mean, the day before yesterday.
Right.
But did you hear about the lady who had the twins and she was burning her twin daughters with an iron?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Why?
That's how she was disciplining them.
Why?
I have no idea. Who would think that why would you do that to a little kid?
First, you remember that episode of Good Times? When the lady was burning Janet Jackson with the iron.
It was an accident, though.
No, it wasn't. She was doing it on purpose. She was disciplining her like that.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That really sucks.
See, this is, I mean, you have to say what you want, but I think some people should go through the application process to have kids.
Wow. Patient,
though?
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Hello, this is Blue Two Diva Radio. Who am I speaking with?
Oh, okay.
Who is this?
This is David.
Hey, David. What's up? Let me go ahead and get Carson on the line so we can start your interview.
Okay. Yeah, Carson's not going to be able to make it.
He's not going to be able to make it today?
No, I'm the only one on here today.
Okay, well,
yeah.
That's cool. That's fine.
Yeah, he got a personal
well,
matter he had to take care of. So.
That's understandable.
Yeah. How you doing?
Well, go ahead and introduce you guys. Project, the Boulevard the Adult Cartoon. Tell us about it.
Oh, I'm sorry. How you doing? My name is David. I'm one half of the Boulevard team. Soundmax Live. Boulevard is the project. My partner is Piper, but he's not here right now. Basically, what Boulevard is an animated series that takes place about basically misadventures, mischievous, you know, things that happen every day in the hood. Now, considering the fact that there's a Boulevard in every neighborhood, we figure why not? Let's create a series called Boulevard. It's like a lot of skits and a lot of, you know, pranks and, you know, things that happen, like I said, every day in your neighborhood. So that's what we got.
Now, who's the artist? Are you both drawing these characters up, or one of you doing it?
No, actually, we got a good friend of ours taking care of that. And his name is E. Black. He does all of the illustrations and the artistry on that show, the series right now, because he's more familiar with that.
Okay. Now, what made you decide to come up with this concept?
Well, considering, the cartoon actually came about, I don't know, because it's something that we've never done before. So we just felt that, you know what, let's just do an animation series. And my partner, since he works at a barbershop and he's basically surrounded by knuckleheads every day and whatnot, that's got nothing but jokes on their mind, you know, we figured we'll just incorporate that into the series. So when he brought it to my attention, I said, I ain't got a problem with it. Let's put it together. So what we're going to do is we'll take a combination of, you know, his skits, my music, and we'll just put it all together. So we'll just keep it as, you know, it's basically an animated series that's focused more mainly on jokes and hot tracks. And that's that.
So you created the music for the show.
Yeah, pretty much.
And how would you describe the music that's playing during the show?
It's basically like hip-hop, R&B, you know, whatever's going through my brain at the moment, that's what it's going to be. But I'm not the only person that's going to actually do, like, the score behind the music. I'm just one part of it.
Okay. How long have you been doing music?
Wow. 8 years old? Over 20 years.
Okay.
Yeah,
now,
pretty much.
With Piper, you said he created the skits. Is he joined by any other individuals who help him write?
No, right now he's doing all the writing himself. You know, but he is looking for writers and whatnot that, you know, that would be interested in working with him. But for the time being, most of the skits that's been written and that's posted on the website on YouTube and our website, Boulevard.net, he's pretty much written them all.
Okay.
Well, all we do is throw the voices to it.
Now, for those adults who feel like, you know, cartoons are a little juvenile and they don't, you know, they don't do The Simpsons or Cleveland and stuff like that, how would you promote your adult cartoon to them?
How we promote it?
Yes.
Listen, all we can do is put it out there. The rest is up to you. If you want to view it, that's fine. If not, you know, hey, it might not be for everybody, but ours is not like the Cleveland Show. You know, ours is not like Family Guy.
So
you know, because stuff like stuff like that you can air on TV. The stuff that we got can't be aired on TV.
So what type of subject matter does your cartoon get into?
It's pretty much different subject matters. I mean, it's like if you go into a store and you want to buy a TV, you know, you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, it's whatever we're thinking at that moment, whatever we're thinking at the moment, that's what it's going to be.
Well, for those listeners who haven't had a chance to see that video, and I definitely suggest you guys check it out. It's on their website, boulevard.net, and I also posted it to my website to promote this interview. But for those people who haven't had a chance to see it, tell them the type of subjects that you guys cover when it comes to real life on the Boulevard. David?
Oh, I'm sorry. You were talking to me? What was the question?
Oh,
it's like a
God.
Bad signal. It's a bad signal in here.
No, I was telling you to describe the skit, the one that was on your website for the television. Tell them what type of subject matter your cartoon covers.
Oh, it's basically focused on Handlebar P, which is one of the main characters. And what he's doing right now is he's like, he wants to buy a TV. So, you know, the guy goes in, he goes into the store and whatnot, and the salesman, you know, sells him a TV. And, you know, he's got a couple of all right TVs, but he decided to flip the script on him and say, you know what? Instead of going with a regular TV, why don't we just go with an HD TV? Now, you've heard of HD, and you've heard of 4G, and, you know, all these other TVs. Well, this is XD TV, which is extreme definition. What it means basically is, what it is that as you watch the TV and you're wearing the special sunglasses, you know, everything starts to look real, like 3D Max, but this is like real because, you know, you got cops shooting bullets all over the place and the bullets is literally flying out the TV, breaking the glass that he's got in his hand, you know, so he decides to change the channel because he don't want to get shot watching TV. So what do? You go to the next channel. It's a jungle series, you know. You got monkeys and birds flying around in your living room, jumping out the TV at you. But he said, you know, it's all good, all right. He's like, what is this? But whatever. He goes to the next channel, and, you know, if you see a comet coming at you in 3D, what are you going to do? You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you this, and I want you to be completely honest. Were you guys inebriated when you came up with this shit?
Wait a minute, say it again.
Were you too inebriated when you came up with this skit?
Actually, nah. We really wasn't. We didn't even got to go that far because we could be idiots without it. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. I mean, yo, let me ask you a question. Have you been to the YouTube Bullseye Bullyball site?
Yeah.
You saw the handlebar pee skit, right? Where he has to use the bathroom, correct?
Yes.
Okay, there you go. We ain't got to be inebriated to think of that kind of stuff. We just out of control. I mean, listen, we got a whole bunch of them coming. You know, we still got them. We still got them in production. But, you know, we got a chance to check it out. Yeah, it's going to be crazy. Trust me. You know, we got them all.
How much work goes into creating these cartoons?
Not a lot. The most work that you spend on it and whatnot is basically writing the skit and then, you know, recording it. And then what we do from there is we give it to our engineer, Kev. He'll take care of that. He puts everything together, the sound effects, and, you know, marries it in and, you know, basically arrange it. From there, we then send it to our animator, and then he takes it from there. He draws around it and whatnot and builds around that audio. And that's pretty much how it's created.
Okay, and
but something like that could take, I mean, depending on how long it's going to be, it could probably take up to a week or two, but it don't take that long.
Okay.
Not like most, you know, animators or, you know, cartoon writers and whatnot, where you could take them up to like a month just to do an episode. I mean, like maybe a 5-minute episode.
Wow. So what is your overall goal with this series? Are you guys trying to get this on a major network?
Yeah, that's one of our goals, but for the time being, we basically self-propelling it ourselves. We're self-fueling this right here. I mean, we have a couple of deals on the table, but you know, right now we just want to just focus on getting it out there right now. We just want the buzz out there. You know, if a station picks it up, that's fine too, but you know, stations ain't going to just pick it up because it's all about ratings. It's all about numbers with them. You know, I know. So, you ain't got the numbers or you ain't got the views or you ain't got the right projections, they ain't going to mess with you. That's what it is. But right now I'm not thinking like that. We more or less saying, you know what, this is our vision. We just want to bring it to y'all. We just want y'all to know or see what's going on in our heads these days. You know, whether it's past, present, or future. When you look at the video or when you look at the skit or when you look at the episode, whatever we create, somewhere along the line or somewhere in America, somebody's going to say, I've been down that road. I've seen that happen before. You know what I'm saying? It's like you're trying to relate to everybody because everybody once or twice in their life have went down that road. Everybody in their life has walked down the street and, you know, late at night and seen that guy walking around. And every corner that you turn, you see him around there. And you know something's up. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But
now,
you ain't see that skit yet, though. That's the one coming.
Okay.
Ah! Yeah, I just told you about the next one that's coming. You're gonna love that one.
Well, let me ask you a question.
What's up?
Damn, I forgot my question.
Here you go.
Now, what type of obstacles have you guys faced trying to put this project together?
The only obstacle we've ever faced is probably financial. Other than that, there ain't no obstacles. We have, you know, we do have the technology to pretty much, you know, do it ourselves. We, as long as we got a computer, we got softwares, we got programs that, basically, you know, an 8-year-old can operate. They made it so easy these days and whatnot, please.
So basically,
anybody
could
do it. You could do it if you wanted to. You could do it if you wanted to. That's how simple they done. That's how much they done dumbed everything down.
Why would you tell nobody that? Because it's going to make it sound like what you're doing is not special.
No. It is special because it's your vision. It's your idea.
Okay.
I'm talking about as far as what you have to go through to get, you know, to get it out there, or what you have to go through to basically put it on the website, on the online.
So what type of responses are you receiving?
Actually, we've received a lot of positive responses. You know,
so
as far as like emails, huh?
What are they saying out there about Bully Bot?
Actually, what they're saying is they love it and whatnot, and they love to see it on the big screen.
Oh, really? Like a movie?
Yeah. They've also asked if we, you know, if we've ever, you know, taken it to like the Cartoon Network or, you know, talked to Adult Swim about it, you know, things like that. I mean, we could, but no. We'll worry about that later. Let's just focus on this here right now.
Okay. Now you guys have some merchandise also with the characters' photos on it. Talk about that.
Yes, that's the store that we have, cafepress.com/bullybot, where you can get like hats, t-shirts, mugs, bags, jackets, whatever you want. You can basically order it online. And we do have that promoting. Plus, on our website right now, the store is almost completed too. We actually just finished upgrading our store, where we're gonna have more power that Cafe Press ain't gonna have. That'll most likely be the hoods, t-shirts, jackets, big coats, winter boots, pants. That we'll have on our site. So, I mean, it's like we got a lot of stuff going on out there. We do get a lot of orders on there too. I just thought about that. I just was viewing that today. A lot of people are buying stuff. I like
that's
that.
Yeah. Now,
I mean, because they're so, you know what it is. They're fascinated with the artwork, and they're fascinated with those characters. It's the characters that's really getting them. I mean, you got a little guy with a propeller spinning on his head.
What is it about the characters?
They just like them. they like the little character with the propeller spinning on his head. They like the other little character with the halo on his head, Billy Clubs. Which I refer to as actually William Clubs. That's the character I play the voice of. You know, where Piper, he actually plays the voice of Handlebar P, the one with the propeller spilling on his head.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the rest of the characters are played by various people around, you know, in our neighborhood, some of them from the barbershop. There's also characters that haven't been added to the website yet because we just created them as well. Like
there's
Dynamite.
A lot of characters on the show as it is. You got more coming?
Actually, there's 17 characters that you probably see on the website, but there's far more of the characters than that haven't even been put on that website yet. But we're going
to
introduce them slowly.
To see that in the future.
As a matter of fact, all the skits that we're doing right now, what you've probably seen so far is two of them. But we actually got like about 15 to 20 of them. But what it is that we're going to bring them in one by one because each one has their own story. But the thing is, they all intertwine together. It's like what's going on here at the pool party. Oh, you ain't see that one yet. What's going on at the pool party here, something else is taking place downtown late at night at the club. See what I'm saying? In other words, they all have their stories, but they're all connected.
That's what's up. Now, okay, so everybody can get these, they can get these clips at a concert for free off of YouTube and off the website, right?
Yeah, you can download those. Those are free. We don't care about that. Mm.
So
yeah,
when
should
we get, like, new episodes? Are they coming
we also
out?
Have,
how often are they coming
we also
out?
Have, I'm sorry, say it again.
How often are new episodes coming out?
We want to be able to put one out at least every week.
Once every week.
Yeah, every week.
And they can get it straight off the website, or they have to go to your YouTube page?
Either or.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And can you give everybody that YouTube page again?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's youtube.com/Boulevard. It's Boulevard twice.
And everybody can go to
Boulevard.net.
That's the website.
Yeah. And for those who want to order, for those who want to order any merchandise or anything like that, you can go to cafepress.com/Boulevard.
Do you guys have a Facebook or Twitter?
I'm sorry, say it again.
Do you have a Facebook or a Twitter account?
No.
Okay.
I don't have a Facebook account yet.
All right, well, David, I want to thank you for coming on to our show. Let everybody know they can check out theboulevard.net, and that's BULLYVARD. I'm sorry that probably couldn't be on the show with you, but I want you guys to keep in touch. We want to see new episodes. So I subscribed to your YouTube channel yesterday. So I expect to see new episodes.
That's good.
That's what's up.
Okay, yeah. We'll definitely keep in touch.
Yes. All right, have a good one.
You too. You have a good night.
All right, good night.
All right,
bye-bye. All right, so that was David Divine Plummer, and, David Divine Plummer, and he is one half of the creators of Urban Adult Cartoon Boulevard. You guys should check that out on their website, which is www.boulevard.net. That is Boulevard, BULLYVARD.net. This is a new adult cartoon coming out. You guys might see this on the cable television network, like Cartoon Network or Adult Swim or whatever. But you want to check it out really soon. It's funny. It's very interesting. I like it. Now, our next guest is going to be Sufficient Freeze from Charged Up Entertainment. I'm excited to have him on. He just dropped his new digital release, A Cold Winter. I'm sorry, y'all. Boulevard dude just threw me for a loop just here. It was a lot of information in such a short time. check out Fisher Freeze, A Cold Winter, the reintroduction. You can download that off of hiphopva.com. I think you can get that off of chargedupentertainment.com as well. But we're going to find out in a minute. We're about to get him on the line so we can find out just how he managed to put in another good album and how the people are responding to this Cold Winter album. And everybody just wants some heat right now, especially how cold it is. Can you believe this shit?
Amen. You?
Yeah, what's up? This is Fisher Freeze.
Nah, not at all. I don't know that dude.
What does it got to do with radio, my dude?
Hey there.
Hey, I'm so glad to have you on the air.
Aye, what up? I'm glad to be here. I'm happy to. I'm always a privileged person.
Oh, my God. You don't have no idea. Just go ahead.
All right. What's good? What's happening?
I ain't
on my way to Kinko's.
Oh, my God. What do you want to Kinko's for?
I got to press up a press kit, you know, burn all that stuff, get this stuff together. I got a little meeting tonight.
Impromptu. All work and no play.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd rather be in bed, quite honest. But, you
now,
know.
Let's go. Let's go ahead and promote this digital release. What's the file on
yes,
it?
Absolutely.
Right now?
I'll make this real quick. Fisher Freeze, A Cold Winter, The Reintroduction, hosted by DJ T-Dub, produced by Fire Monster, all on the Charged Up ENT. It's my first release in a while. It's something I've been working on for a few minutes now, and I'm just proud that it's really out there. You can go find it on hiphopva.com. Click under the music. Oh, my face is all over hiphopva.com, so it should be very easy for you to find it. Right now, you can listen to it if you check the comments section. I do have a link for it, a download link for the entire project. But hiphopva. That's where you can check out my release, my digital release right now. We're trying new different things, so that's why you're able to listen to it. But you got to go. If you really want it, you got to go. Do some work, then you can have it. I'm not giving out nothing for free no more unless you put in some work. I put in a lot of work for this project. So you put in a little bit of work if you want it. That's it.
There you go. Now, I heard
paying.
It, and it was hot. It was really hot. So shout out to DJ T-Dub and Fire Marshal Friend.
Yes.
Y'all put together a wonderful album. I was banging it all day yesterday. Not just because
you were coming on the show today. Who did that?
I said, and not just because you was coming on the show. I was actually banging it because I liked.
Oh, thank you. No, it's crazy. I got a lot of love. I got over 1,200 hits the first day.
Yeah.
You know, so we're pushing about, I think, close to, 2,000, maybe 2,500 right now in the last 3 days. So I just want to see what my first week, sales are, quote-unquote sales. You know how that go, even though they ain't selling nothing. But I'm just so appreciative of my network. I mean, including y'all, everybody telling somebody to go listen to it, telling somebody to go download it. Just my network in and of itself is big enough that we're able to generate a buzz for my stuff, for everybody's stuff that's involved in our network. And, it really is a blessing from God that I've got this group of people around me that are willing to help out to a point where they're, taking time off of their own projects and helping me with my hiphopva.com,
Now, you have a very productive circle around you who support you, but what are you hearing from the streets? What are people saying? Give us some examples of the feedback that you're getting.
It's funny. This white dude, Will, I haven't heard of this guy and from this guy in years and years. He posted on Facebook that he really liked it. He named songs. He said beautiful music. He said my last verse on Just Be True. He actually quoted my last line, I'm a breath of fresh air blowing past you. Like, he quoted it. He's like, that's what that song was to him. I'm always the wild. Why gets a lot of love just because how real that track is, and it touches a lot of different people. The ladies like that love and happiness. They want to hear me talking all that lovey-dovey, you my girlfriend stuff. So, getting a couple good feedback from that one. I'm talking about I want to take you to VIP, all that kind of stuff. So I think that girls like hearing that crap. So I'm going to keep telling them. let's see what else.
which track are you most satisfied with?
I think my favorite track on here is actually the one that you have, One Thing for Sure. And it's not even my track. That's Thrill's track. I think that's my favorite. I don't know. I don't know why. I love that song. I do. One Thing for Sure is probably my favorite joint.
Well, let's go ahead and get into it. What's the motivation behind One Thing for Sure?
Oh, all right. One Thing for Sure. Like I said, this is actually Skrill's track. It's kind of funny. I'm talking about my album, but Skrill was such an intricate part of it in producing it and helping me come up with the different songs, this, that, and the other, helped me really format what this is, that he deserved all the credit. He's on the front of my cover with me. He's lucky he's not a picture on my front cover, because he ran off of somewhere. So anyway, so the point of this song is it was just I came in on a session, and that beat was playing. It was just ridiculous, and he had just made it. And then, we were outside smoking a cig and came up with a hook. And I was like, yeah, I need in. So we sat there. We literally did it in a day, a couple hours. Both of us just freestyled it. Neither one of us wrote anything. It was just, we just went in, and we had a good time.
Well,
it was fun.
I want to hear this now. He said they freestyled this joint, Let's go ahead and get into it.
I'm going to be honest. Freestyle. When I say freestyle, I didn't write nothing. But did I just rap it in one take? Absolutely not. This is not one take, but it is a freestyle. So.
Okay.
I'm going to clarify it. I ain't trying to make y'all seem like, but you feel like I'm freestyling a whole 16 and they just bonfire. No, not at all. I can freestyle. That stuff will be hot. But, it might take a couple takes. I might have to think about it a little bit. you know.
I get it.
But nothing's written. I promise on this song right here ain't nothing written. I'm a writer. I love writing, so I'm not going to be that one that's like, hey, I'm not a writer. But not on this one.
You are,
anyway.
We know you are. Freeze, calm down. Ain't nobody going to say nothing. You are. It's official.
Oh.
Go ahead and get into one thing for sure. One thing for sure, and this is Official Freeze and Fire Marshal Square.
Yo, this is your man DJ T-Dub, and I'm here chilling with Official Freeze and Fire Marshal Square.
One thing for sure, two things for certain, getting money around the clock cause the niggas stay working. 3 a.m, I'm drunk off the floor, I just made the beat and I think it's kinda dope. One thing for sure, two things for certain, getting money around the clock cause the niggas stay working. 3 a.m, I'm drunk off the floor, I wrote a song about it like, here it go. I get ripped, acting lunatic, on the track, beat it down, whip it up like a crack. My nigga Freeze with it, my nigga Louis Cash. Got my nigga Weezy Wee, yeah, he got a stash. Put it to the bud, we bout to blow it up. Mix the vodka with the juice and never throw it up. Yeah, I'm off the chain, like a mad dog. I'm big, I'm a brain, I show my ass off. Yeah, I do my thing, and I do it well. Then you disagree, well, you can go to hell. What I represent, see, we the best around. Put you in your place, if you ever just a special clown. Know I owe the boss, told you that we got it. Do it for the love, but we had to make a profit. I'm high up in common, and I'm sick to my stomach, to my guts like vomit. One thing for sure, two things for certain. Getting money around the clock, cause the niggas stay working. 3 a.m, I'm drunk off the floor. I just made the beat, and I think it's kinda dope. One thing for sure, two things for certain. Getting money around the clock, cause the niggas stay working. 3 a.m, and I'm drunk off the floor. I wrote a song about it like, here it go. Crack another one, I'm kinda thirsty. Party every day like it's my birthday. Four loco, got me in my zone. Do my damn thing like it ain't a thing, bro. And you know my team is the baddest. You like those bunches, pros, and you know you can't handle it. Stars are bandits, we highly demanded. Niggas living like we outlandish. I'm like a mad scientist up in the laboratory. I could be top five in any category. Writer, composer, producer, arranger, engineer, nigga on them boards, I will frame ya. Nigga, you in danger. See, you eat a movement, we gon' take the game up. Gorillas in the mix, you can't tame us. And if you don't like it, well, then you can just hang up.
One thing for sure, two things for certain. Get money around the clock, cause a nigga keep working. 3 a.m. for a blunt, ready roll. Make the beat, and they wanna hear me flow. One thing for sure, two things for certain. Getting money around the clock, cause a nigga keep working. 3 a.m. for a blunt, ready roll. Made a song about it, like to hear it, here it go. He's straight to my Snoop, do pray to my group. When I say he's the truth, then believe it's the truth. Never leave in the stew, getting played with our group. And I prayed with the crew, getting bent till we through. When I say he's the truth, Thursday. Pay your dues. Watch for nothing to lose. It's pretty fools. Pit made the beat, had to get in it. Niggas splashing every song, plenty niggas from gimmicks. Never timid, cause I've been it. Like you probably would mimic. Who you kidding? Fooling like you would been it. 4+ turned to 3, first one just did it. But it's like the 5th, full 3, fuck it, I'm lifted. Very gifted on the mic, hope you don't get it twisted. Furry MC's got a spike, why would you risk it? My flow is shining like Bay Boy or battery. The more I'm in their sight, the more they mad at me.
Go.
And we let the beat rock at the end of it for y'all too. You know, all y'all freestylers, all y'all rappers. We did that on purpose because I think that's a crazy ass
so
track.
So
we
did a part of the song by freestyling on the end of it.
And it was funny. I forgot to tell you, it was actually his birthday that we did it. That song. That's why he's like party every day like it's my birthday. It actually was his birthday.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
But I was doing it in my head. I was like freestyling on the end like y'all had asked me to be a part
right?
of it.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Because that's what it's there for. We're about motivation.
Yeah.
Motivate y'all to do something.
Okay, I'm motivated.
Okay.
I'm hyped. Now, now what events you got coming up to promote this new digital release?
Well, honestly, my actual release party won't be for probably about another month or so. I want to go ahead and plan that accordingly. But you can catch me at Alley Cats on the 29th this Sunday. I'll be there. I'll do a couple minutes there. I'll be at Baja Bean on the 17th of February. I might have something sprinkled in between there. I probably will try not to, but you never know how that happens. It's kind of working out the way it is. So check me out Sunday night at Alley Cats. February 19th, Baja Bean.
Okay.
Well,
Legends everywhere,
album.
So everybody will be able to
I'm kind of everywhere.
It's like
you
know,
I'm in charge of
BNT.com,
though.
Now, I be going to events. I be going to events, and I don't even see you on the guest list, but somehow you be there.
Yeah, I'm always there. I just kind of show up.
Crazy.
Here you go. I'll give you another free tidbit to all y'all MCs, all y'all, anybody. Two people to get to know. Doorman and the bartenders. You can get in everywhere for free. I'm not going to say no more. Figure it out on your own. You know you know the bartender, you know the doorman. You ain't got to worry about
female,
you. You ain't got to worry about
your
drink.
I'm a
yeah,
female.
Exactly.
I already
knew that. Y'all women can get in anywhere. Y'all got to drop a penny or something and bend over. You can get in.
See, there you go. See, you know what? We got to be those type of people.
I didn't say you. I said women.
I know.
I just generalized all of them. Not just you, all of them.
Not just me, though. Now, what's the new things coming up with Charge Up Entertainment? I see y'all really doing a whole lot on the net. If y'all don't know, y'all need to go ahead and follow them on Twitter. They have some busy beats. What's going on with y'all?
Right now, we're trying to work a couple shows. I'm not going to really speak too much about that yet. We're trying to get a couple acts to come down here. Let's see, what else? I mean, the biggest thing we're working on right now is hiphopva.com, and that's really just to get, you know, the artists the kind of attention they deserve. We got the Rebirth show every third Thursday at the Camel. What up, Black Fonz? What up, Noah O? I want to shout out, you know, the whole Charge WNT real quick, Five Footers, Black Lyric, Skrill, Noah, Street Lord, Robert Brooks, you know, all the DJs, Foolish, Bam Bam, T-Dub, you know, what up, Beans, holla at Beans, Yoshi, a promo squad. I'm going to shout out Gatsu, Diva, and Booney, like, y'all part of the squad, too. I already told y'all, so, you know, I got to shout out to everybody. But other than that, we're just trying to make moves the best way possible, and that's just kind of forming our own lane. You know, that's why we did the digital downloads, digital this, that, and other. I know everybody's on that, but the fact that you can just sit there and listen to and actually pick which song you like the most, you know, and download whatever you want, it's just kind of new. It's kind of a market research type of thing. You know, we're just trying to figure out new ways of going about the same thing.
Okay. Now, y'all had a big show, Noah O and all. Y'all had a big show last night. How did that go? Was you there?
Oh, it went real well. The Rebirth, I mean, like, that was actually, we did it on Wednesday this month. Rebirth always goes well. I'm always excited to come out every month, every third Thursday at Camel to really just see a lot of acts. What we're doing is we're trying to put everybody else on. This is a Charged Up ENT event, but we very rarely rap there. Five Footers been there, once Lyric's been there. I don't even think I've rapped at Rebirth yet because we're just really trying to show everybody that Charged Up ENT is about the city. It's about putting other people on. We had to do Young Rel. He's from the beach come up here. We had some people come from Charlottesville. We're just kind of, you know, trying to extend our brand by extending our hand. You feel what I mean?
Yeah, and I had
and that rhyme too. I might use that one day. I like that.
Yeah, put that in a rhyme. Move it right along. Yeah, I know you guys offer a studio time and all that stuff too, right?
Right now we're in the process of relocating. We're actually going to have our studio should be set up, I say a month, but, you know, give us about 60 days. We'll have a whole another one up and running. We just left our Chaco Bottom facilities for bigger space. Yeah, we're getting bigger space. We're going to be able to do all kinds of stuff so we can house our DJs. You know, we can get photo shoots going on, and that as well as just having a studio. We're trying to, you know, kind of expand. That's what all about. We're about expansion at this point.
I'm just
touching every avenue.
You guys are really growing, I've known you guys for about a year now, I think. So yeah, you guys are really growing. I'm really proud to have you on my list of friends and network affiliates.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, you can put me on the list of family if you want. I don't care.
Okay.
Family and friends. Your 10. You put me in your top 10 on Verizon or something. I need to be free phone calls. Family and friends.
You're doing a circle now.
Yeah, the circle. That's what it is.
Oh my goodness! Now you guys looking for a new artist for all our listeners out there who are interested in being a part of the Charged Up family? Are you guys currently looking for new artists?
I'll say this. I heard that we don't want no more male rappers unless you're under the age of, like, 18. You know? We got any young rappers, you know, we can mess with you. Other than that, we got enough rappers. We got enough male rappers. You know, we definitely got female singers that we can reach out to, but we don't have any female singers / female rappers actually a part of the company. Females, ladies, you see me rap, come holler at us. Young men, you know, you're under 18. 18, 19, or something like that. Come on, holler at us. We want some young talent. DJs.
Okay.
We got a DJ squad. You know, we introduce you to our guys, this, that, and the other. But beyond that, you know, we're trying to break one of ours first before we start really snatching up everybody.
Now, does Charge of Entertainment do artist development as well for those people who are a little green in the studio?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we can help you out, do whatever you want. Actually, last night I was with a guy. And I was helping him with his recording process. Like, he asked me to get on the track with him, and I knew he was, like, very, very green. But it was cool because he's a good guy. So, you know, I hopped on and I actually recorded. I brought my stuff over to his house and just got him recorded and, you know, teaching him a couple techniques that I've been using. And, you know, at the same time, I learned a little bit from him, too. So, yes, we do all this development. We can start you from scratch and get you to where we're at and probably better. You know, it's always easier to make somebody else hotter than it is yourself. So we do it all, you know, for the right fee. Right, press. Do whatever you want.
That's the money talks. The conversation changes.
But it's not all about money if you didn't hear me. But, you know.
Nah, that's okay. Now I want to go ahead and get into It's All Right. Now tell us the motivation behind it. This is also featured by Marsha's Girl, right?
Yes. Can I say this real quick? I do have to go. So this would kind of be my exit as well, if you don't mind.
That's
is that all right with you?
That's fine.
Cool. It's All Right. Once again, Fire Marshal Squirrel produced the track. Official Freeze, we just kind of got together and just decided that we were going to write a song, like something special. You know, that's nothing special at all. We're just writing a song. And I like the way this one came out. Like, to me, it's kind of like a club banger, you know, and we just rap. That's what we do. We rappers. Fire Marshal Squirrel produced it. It's All Right. Thank you for having me on your show. I'm sorry, I got to exit this quick by night cut. HipHopVA.com or ChargeOfBNC.com. You want to find me, go to one of those two sites. I'm not saying nobody else's name. You can Google me, and you can find all those other sites. But I will say HipHopVA.com or ChargeOfBNC.com. You can find me everywhere else through Google.
All right, that's what's up. Official Free, thank you so much for being on Gossip Diva Radio. You have a good night, Pop.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You know, I love y'all both.
All right, love you, too.
All right, fam.
All right,
no doubt.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and get into It's All Right, featured by Marshal Squirrel. This is a Freeze joint, so go and check it out.
Work that girl. 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 niggas started taking it from lemon rice. This is how I feel in the limelight. It's alright, bottles all night. Do what I gotta do to get you right. After this song, we gon' take flight. This is what it's like living in the limelight. It's alright, it's alright,
it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright,
it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's
alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's
yeah.
Basically, but it's a good cartoon. I mean, it was funny. I can't wait to see more episodes.
Yeah.
From what I've seen, I can see it's gonna be cute. It's gonna be funny. It's gonna be one of those things. It's not thought provoking. You know what I'm saying? It's not like it's politics and social issues or social cultural issues like the Boondocks or whatever like that. But it's just funny.
Yeah,
it's the kind of cartoon that you want to watch. When you get that email in the middle of the day while you sitting at your desk working and somebody emails you something to make you laugh real quick,
yeah,
that's one of those things.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like one of those forwards. It's really cute. I like it. I hope they do more with it.
Yeah.
But from what Divine said, they probably won't. They just want you to see it. I'm just going by what the man said. You can rewind the tape, go back, whatever. He said, I ain't trying to do nothing with this. Nah. He said, nah. He said, nah, I ain't trying to go nowhere with this.
Yeah.
I just want you to know about it.
Yeah.
So now we know.
Yeah.
Go to boulevard.net. Check that out. It's real hot. Real cute. I like that. Whoever's the artist. They got skills. I like it. I want to see more from the other characters. They got character. Man, I looked up the characters. It will be really funny. So I cannot wait for more new episodes. They're going to do a new episode every week. So they keep on doing it. It's going to be very successful.
Yeah.
Nah. That's funny. I was like, no, this nigga did not just say that.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to do nothing. I don't want to take it nowhere. I just want you to know about it.
Yeah.
Nah. But anyway, shout out to Official Freeze and Charger Entertainment for coming on. As always, we talk about the album, then we talk about BS, then we talk about the album. That's my homeboy. He don't care.
Because
he know he hot. Whether you like it or you don't. But you like it.
Yeah.
So you're going to go to hiphopva.com and check it out.
Okay.
But you're going to have to work for it. That's what he said. You got to work for it. This is hosted by DJ T-Dub. Shout outs to him. Shout out to Yoshiko Entertainment. Shout out to all of them. And also Tracks by Fire Monster Spirit. Remember the time we went to Gallery 5 and I said Black Liquid and I said, what's up, Fire Monster Spirit?
Yeah.
He was like, that's not who I am.
Yeah.
That was embarrassing.
Yeah.
Shout out to Black Liquid. He took it like a man.
Yeah.
He didn't get mad. He cursed me out. Because I swear to God, like, if you see me on the street, it'd be like, what's up, Black Box Inc.? I'm like, what? What? Oh, what's up, Yoshiko? What? That ain't me.
Yeah.
I'm y'all 2D with.
Yeah.
I'm smiling. You see it?
Yeah.
That's me. Don't call me by nobody else's name. That's the type of stuff that makes you get out of bed, right? Who? Susan? That ain't my name.
Whoa.
My name ain't Susan. But I called it. I called him Fire by the Scribble. Shout out to both of them. They kind of look alike to me. But then again, I was inebriated. So, hey, got to do 100% WTF. Now, I enjoyed the show. You guys, check me out. I'm going to be at the Ladies Night event going down at the Douglas Baird House January 29th, this Saturday. This is a free event. 101 East Cary Street, Richmond, Virginia. This is going down from 5 to 9 p.m. Be there. Come on now. It's free. You want to get to shop more. You want to network. You want to see some Black business women do their thing. Then you will come. And this is brought to you by NatashaB19.com. Get that jewelry, man. Go up there on that website and purchase some jewelry for your girl, for your gal.
Nice.
Get some nice pieces for your gal for Valentine's Day. Some of the business owners that are going to be at this event are going to be Jovi Sag, Bath and Beauty, Mary Kay, Sweet Soirees, Sweet Cheeks Fashions, and Tree Hair Salon, and also the author Gwen Jefferson with her book, Two Men Do Us Part. I'm telling you, it's going to be off the chain. Cannot wait. Cash and carry. So you're going to come up in there with your money, and you're going to leave with some products that you're going to enjoy. You're going to leave supporting VA, supporting Black businesses in VA, supporting Natasha B. 1980. Dr. D. will be in the building supporting everybody as well. So come out to this free event, the Devil's Bed House, 101 East Cary Street in VA, Richmond. The 29th is that Saturday, 5 to 9. I don't know if you can bring kids. I'm not, you know, but just come, you know. Who will turn you and your money away? I'm sorry, I had to say who will say no? No, you're a guy. You can't come. No, you're a child. You got money in your pocket. Get in here. That's how I am. That's how I am. But anyway, I'm posting up some videos for tomorrow's post on gap2diva.com, so be sure to check that out. www.gaptwotadiva.com. So go ahead and check that out. Also, follow me on Twitter and Facebook at Gap2Diva. I'm looking for my fashionable Richmonders. I'm looking for fashionable people all over the country. Come on and stop being so shy. If you want to throw on some clothes, whether they from Nordstrom's or the thrift store, put together them fashionable outfits and shoot me an email so I can go ahead and shout you out. I want to know who could dress. You know, and I want to know who's not afraid to say that I'm a style don or I'm a style diva. Step your game up. Go ahead and email me through the website, thatsgap2diva.com. As always, I had a good time. Shout out to everybody who's on the show. I really appreciate you listening. I really appreciate the people who were interviewed. And if you got any questions or suggestions for me, you can always hit me at thegap2diva@hotmail.com. Have a good night and behave yourselves. Love you. Bye-bye. I'm not a diva.